Here is Sean Burke, the general manager of Team Canada for the men's hockey tournament at the Olympic Winter Games. Sean joining Darren Millard, Scott Morrison, and Doug McLean. And before we get into the Olympic side of things, just want to touch on one thing that we had a conversation about earlier, Sean. And that's Mike Smith. And he's such an evolved player. And the best comparison we could come up with as a goaltender being back there and then also during TV timeouts and talking to guys and being involved was you. Did you walk a line when you played and trying to be, because you were more than a goalie.
What do you think? He was the coach.
No, I was never that. I was smart enough to know what I didn't know. But anyway, no, you know, I was with Smitty a long time in Arizona.
Do you see that comparison?
I'm real happy for him. He's playing extremely well. But again, I always felt the role of the goaltender, especially your number one goaltender, had to be leadership as well. And not necessarily the vocal in the dressing room leader, because every team has a number of those guys. But just by example on the ice, you know, you're on the ice the whole game, and your team can feed off the way you're playing, feed off your energy. And to me, that's the kind of leadership, you know, you see from guys like Patrick Waugh in the past, and Marty, and definitely Dominic Hasek. And I think Smitty's that type of goalie as well.
And he throw him like you could?
Well, he didn't grow up in as tough a neighborhood as I did, so I'm not gonna give him that.
Sean Burke joined just the general manager for Team Canada going to the Olympic Winter Games in South Korea. You named your 25-man roster yesterday. Now we get to dive a little bit deeper into it. One player that wasn't on it, Cale Makar. Can you tell us, did he decline, and what was the reasoning and why he wasn't there?
Well, I can tell you this, guys, and I've tried to answer this the same for everybody, to be fair. You know, we made a decision as an organization a couple days ago to only talk about the guys that are on this team. You know, this is a real exciting past couple days, the highlight of a lot of these guys' careers. And, you know, I know when I made phone calls, just the emotion of these players, how excited they were to make the team, really wanted to be our focus. And, you know, anybody that's not on our team, for whatever reason, it was very difficult. Those were some of the harder calls I had to make to guys who didn't make the club. But, you know, moving forward, we've got our 25 guys, and they're extremely excited, and we're excited to get going here.
We kept hearing the phrase, sorry, Doug, winning the Canadian way. Tell us what that phrase means to you.
Well, to me, you know, and this goes back to a lot of years when I played different international events. It, for me, what it meant was that when you come together and you play for Canada, you're willing to do and fulfill whatever role you can to help the team. And I really think that's been our strength as a country in international hockey for a lot of years. You know, you can look to teams where incredibly talented players who play the power play and are maybe the star of their own club will take a third line role, will penalty kill, block shots, you know, do what they have to do to contribute to the team winning. And so that's, for me, is the top of what I would describe as a Canadian way, just coming, putting the jersey on and realizing that you're going to do whatever you have to do to help the team win.
So, Sean, what's the strategy now as far as the group? They will stay in Calgary and obviously start to train on a daily basis. And then, you know, just give us a little bit of the coaching management itinerary up until the Olympics.
Well, you know, Doug, we wish actually that would be ideal. Unfortunately, you know, they're all playing. And so there's still some risk that guys could get injured. We have to protect against that with putting some players on our injury reserve list. But, you know, the next best thing, I think, is what we have. We have our players right near the end of the month. So we'll start training camp in Riga, Latvia on the 28th. Okay. And that will be a good week, 8-day training camp where we'll play 2 exhibition games in Riga. Then we'll head over to South Korea. We'll play another exhibition game against the Swedes and have another week of a training camp. So, I mean, ultimately we'll get about 2 weeks together.
Okay.
The coaches will obviously do a lot of preparation, and they'll have, you know, ample time with our team.
Who's your top line? And I say that knowing that you're the general manager and Willie Desjardins is the coach, but because we know so little about this group as a group, some players we know a lot about with the National Hockey League, but just for the fan that is looking for a little guidance to get their head around this thing, who might be your top line?
Yeah, good question. And I will never pretend to be a coach. And I think you just alluded to that.
You will by the time the Olympics are about half over.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I won't even give it half, honestly. But I think that, you know, when I look at our lineup, I look at our balance, and that's a good thing. But if I'm going to take guys that I think are capable of playing that role, obviously Derek Roy at center. Has had a very, very successful career in the NHL, a good offensive player, has actually become a very, very good two-way centerman in Europe. So he's a guy with, obviously, offensive ability. Well, Wojtek Wolski, who, it's a great story. A year ago today or yesterday, he was in a hospital bed with a broken neck. But Wojtek's a very skilled player. He's former first-rounder. If you look at his NHL stats, they're pretty impressive. He's always put up decent numbers. And then guys like Gilbert Brulé, who, you know, in the NHL was a fourth-line guy. We had him in Arizona, but he does have a lot of skill. He has produced over in the KHL. So I'd say there's three guys right there that are all capable of playing on a first line. But more than that, I think, the balance that we'll have through our lineup is where we're going to have to get our scoring from.
So, interesting, just on the coaching side, you've got Willie Desjardins, which was a natural for me. He's just recently out of the NHL. He's had a good history with Major Junior, American Hockey League, NHL, Hockey Canada. Dave King, I know you and Dave go way back, but an interesting hire. And is it possible to have anybody with more international experience than Dave?
Well, I don't think so, Doug. And I mean, you know Dave very well from your days in Columbus. And, I know that you guys have a history. But, when we put the coaching staff together, the first criteria, obviously, is who makes us the best. And, Dave and I do go way back. And he's still got energy at 70 years old that is actually unbelievable, really, how passionate he still is. But ultimately, we needed the best staff we could get. And Dave brings us something that I think there's very few other people in the hockey world that have is not only his international experience, but, he's a guy that understands the other systems. He's seen
totally
the Russians, the Czechs, the Swedes. I mean, so when you go into those games, those countries all play a certain flavor. We talk about the Canadian way, but all those other countries have their own flavor too. And to have a guy like Dave around who understands that, it's just invaluable to us.
Yeah, I think it's a great hire. I really do. And I was thrilled to see his name there, the week or 2 weeks ago when it happened. So that's great. Congrats.
Sean Burke is the general manager of Team Canada going to the Men's Olympic Hockey Tournament in South Korea in a few weeks' time.
So going through the scouting and the selection process, Sean, what was the philosophy? Did you have a certain type of team you wanted to have, or was it strictly find the best players and figure out how they should play?
Well, the first thing we tried to do, and again, I'm very lucky at Hockey Canada that, they've put as much, resources and just energy into this whole project because, nobody knew 14 months ago exactly how this would play out. So our staff is incredibly hard working. And Scott Samet is co-managed his team with me from day one. I know I have the general manager title, but he has done as much work as I have and been on the road as much. So, I think our philosophy from day one was to get out there and give the players a chance to make the team by seeing them play, by getting them in tournaments. We didn't want to shortchange guys because we knew how important it was to them. So, I said from day one, hey, we're going to get out. We'll get out to wherever you're playing. If it's Magnitogorsk, if it's, up in Sweden, it's only fair to you guys that we see you play. And that was really what we started out with. And then, of course, then you try to form a kind of team that you're looking to be. And it just really seemed like it kept coming back to we want to be a really hard team to play against. And that involves having a lot of character, a lot of passion on your team, and I think we've done that. We've got skill. I don't think we're going to have as much skill as teams like the Russians. But again, that's where you have to make up for the intangibles, and I think we have a lot of that on our team.
So who is your competition? If you leave Canada out of it, but can you handicap this tournament at all as far as who might be a favorite, who you see as having the greatest depth? We don't know.
Yeah, it would be the Russians. It would be the Russians. And again, we're back to, I think, very similar to pre-1994 when, you know, there's just a lot of good Russian hockey players that haven't come to the NHL that are still playing in Russia or have gone back to play in Russia. And, you know, it kind of creates sort of that old Cold War mentality a little bit again that, you know, now you're sort of, I wouldn't say underdog, I don't really like that term, but, you know, the Russians do and have prepared for this Olympics like it's the most important thing in their hockey history. They really look at the Olympics as the ultimate and winning a gold medal. So we know we're up against that. But I think what makes this tournament interesting is the fact that how many countries feel they have a chance to win a medal. And, you know, that haven't felt that way in the past number of Olympics. So, and you guys know, when teams play Canada, everybody gives you their best game. So it doesn't matter if you're playing the South Koreans or you're playing the Russians, you know they're going to give you their best game. And that makes it a real challenge for us.
You're middle of the pack then, or are you slightly above that?
Well, I think as far as our expectations, I mean, no, we're not middle of the pack in our expectations. I mean, we wouldn't settle for anything less than a gold medal effort. Now, I don't know.
No.
I couldn't handicap you today, you know, and say, hey, this is where we expect to finish. But I know one thing: we expect to be there. We expect to compete and have a chance to win the gold medal. And I think that's our mentality. But the middle of the pack is not going to be mentioned anywhere in our.
Not a very good motivational speech.
It's not acceptable. It's just not acceptable for Canada, no matter what tournament internationally, to ever go there and think that you're going to finish in the middle of the pack.
Okay, you're a goalie expert.
We gotta
fly. Is it good enough, your goaltending?
I think it is. You know, and I would have said 6 months ago that was a real concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then as I sit here today, especially after Kevin Poulin came into the Spengler Cup and played as well as he did, we now have some depth. And, you know, Ben Scrivens has been a good goalie in Europe. He's had his NHL success. You know, he didn't have a long career in the NHL, but he did have some shining moments. More than capable of playing well and stealing games for you. And then Kevin Poulin, who's had a lot to prove, who at one time was a good NHL prospect himself, and I think will be an NHL prospect again. You know, he's going to push him. And then Justin Peters is just a really, really good, hardworking guy that you never want to count out.